Proverbs 7, verses 6 through 23. For at the window of my house I looked through my casement, and beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths, a young man void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner. And he went the way to her house, in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark of night. And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot, and subtle of heart. She is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. Now she is without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. So she caught him, and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet thee, diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with love. For the goodman is not at home. He has gone a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him, and will come home at the day appointed. With much fair speech she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips she forced him. He goeth after her straightway, as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hasteth to the snare. He knoweth not that it is for his life. Here Solomon relates a story that is being repeated today all over the world. A young man is ensnared by a wicked woman. I have a friend named Jeff who served in the Air Force in Asia. As he was flying into the country for his new assignment, he met another man on the plane who was a member of a solid church back here in the United States and who expressed interest in doing some Bible study after they got located at their new base. Jeff was delighted and told him he would come by his hotel the next morning so they could have some fellowship. When morning came, Jeff went to this fellow's hotel, found his room, and walked in. The man was there with one of the local harlots. He hadn't lasted 24 hours before falling prey to the wiles of a wicked woman. If this story that Solomon tells were staged by our modern film directors and made into a motion picture, it would not be a tragedy. The harlot would be the star of the show. The audience would be regaled with laughter as she tricked the young country bumpkin into her snare. Her evil ways would be trumpeted as a victory for a lifestyle of fun and frolic. But this passage is no comedy. It is a sad tale of ruin and destruction. The ingredients of the story are easily seen. Here is a young man out on the sea of life with no pilot to guide him or compass to chart his course. He has chosen the company of young fools. Had he chosen a better crowd to run with, there might have been hope for him. The Bible says, He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. He made another fatal mistake. He had nothing to do. He was just passing through the street, going nowhere, doing nothing. Had he been engaged in some worthwhile sport or leisure activity, he would have been spared. But he was walking along the tough part of town at night with nothing to do. He was asking for trouble. So he went, as a dumb ox, to the slaughter. He went to his ruin totally oblivious to the danger involved. Quite possibly, he went laughing to his doom. His foolish mind had visions of pleasure, and what he saw in the offering was good times and great fun. All this while he went headlong to hell. The Apostle John has an interesting comment that bears on this story. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and the wicked one toucheth him not. You and I have the responsibility to use the wisdom that God has given us. we have the responsibility to follow the directions of the Word of God. Ours is the responsibility to keep ourselves from the company of fools, from the environment of evil, from the path of ruin, from the association with evil that will lead to shame, sorrow, sickness, and a hardening of our heart toward God.